It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Isolation, depression, and anxiety caused by the COVID-19 pandemic and recent social unrest are driving some teens to take their own lives. But the state Senate isn't sitting idly by. Senator Brown's bill that would create a tip line and mobile app to allow students to confidentially report potential self-harm or harm to others passed unanimously in the Senate.
This is one of the most important bills that we will pass out of this chamber this session. The Youth Empowered to Speak Up, the Yes Bill. There's a mental health crisis in this state, especially with young people. Just in November, I lost a constituent. In December, I lost another one. Last week, yet another one. These very young high school students saw no path forward, Mr. President. We owe the families of these young people and those similarly situated across the state more than just our thoughts and prayers. We owe them action. A couple of years ago, a young adult had the courage to reach out to me and share his struggles with mental health. He pointed me in the direction of what other states had done to help their youth. These states had created tip lines. It's an app. An app, Mr. President, for demonstrative purposes, I'm going to hold up my phone. It's an app that's on the phone that these young people can reach out and immediately get help. The bill in front of you seeks to implement the recommendations of a work group that was formed over a year ago and other people that have been working on this concept for over 2 years. Those people studied what other states have done. And what they learned, Mr. President, in the reports back to those other states' legislatures, that tip lines save lives. Plain, simple, easy. A tip line can save a young person's life. The bill in front of you will save lives.
Senator Dingra.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise in support of this bill, and I really do want to thank Senator Brown for all her work that she has done in establishing these tip lines. As you mentioned, these tip lines already exist in more than 20 other states in our country, and they have really shown to save individuals' lives. And as parents or others who are engaged with the youth know, they communicate in a different way. So having a method of communication that is able to incorporate texts and apps and image recordings and really make sure that we are putting a product forward that our children can use is so absolutely key. And we know that suicide is the leading cause of death for youth 10 through 18. And this pandemic is certainly taking a toll on the behavioral health of our children. This tip line will address issues of suicidal ideation, bullying, drug use, and really is something that we can all be proud of having in our state in providing yet another tool for our youth to reach out and get the help they need or inform someone when they know of a fellow friend who is struggling.
Senator Frock.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise in strong support of this legislation, and I commend Senator Brown for her leadership in bringing this bill to us and her work over the interim on the and with the work group that put this together. You know, it was just, I think it was just about a week ago that we commemorated the, I believe it was the third anniversary of the Parkland shooting in Florida that murdered 17 young people. And sadly, we haven't had that kind of incident of that magnitude here, but we have had school shooting incidents here, one in the Spokane area and others. And I think that this legislation, as Senator Brown has stated, is one of, if not the most important things we can do to save young people's lives. This provides an anonymous way for individuals who may have seen something or heard something to let people know, to let adults know. And interestingly, as you read the bill, it's very important. It is directed that those who will be administering the tip line, they will be coordinating with local school officials And the school process that we put in under Senator Wellman's leadership just last year, or 2 years ago, I believe it was, where we had the ESDs start to take on a role of coordinating this kind of activity as well in the school districts. So this is another layer of protection for these kinds of incidents. And I should also remark, when Senator Brown mentioned suicides, my own children are teenagers, and we have had suicides at their school. And it is a devastating thing to witness or hear about, even people that may not really know that well or they're close with, but just they know of, what it does to their psyche. We have to do everything we can to give our young people avenues to reach out, to know that things can get better, and that they have people who want to help them and keep them safe and help them get to a better place. And I think this is a really, really important piece of legislation. I appreciate very much the fact that we're going to pass this today. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Wagner.
Thank you, Mr. President. Rising in strong support of this bill and thanking the lady for bringing it to us. All of our communities have been affected by suicides. In my own town, a few years ago, a young man who was distressed went across the street and hanged himself in the closet. And I think about that when I walk past that house. But what's important about this bill and what's important to know about youth suicides is almost 100% of the time somebody knew. And when we backtrack and investigate these, almost 100% of the time somebody knew something was wrong. And this is a way to transmit that information while there's still time to intervene.
Senator Linda Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also stand in strong support of this bill. Just a few weeks ago, I received an email from a grandmother whose grandson, who basically she became his mom because his mother was killed in a car accident in 2012. And so she became kind of the mom for him. So she called him hers, and she said he was a treasure, and that's what she called him. And he was 13 and just about ready to turn 14. And he loved school. The teachers loved him. He hunted and he fished, and there was so many things that were taken away from him during this pandemic that he couldn't fish and he couldn't go out even in a boat for the longest time. And the politics and the all of the rhetoric that had been going on really got to him. And his father and he were inseparable, and chose his grandmother said he just couldn't stay. And so he took his own life. And that is just so awful that we have so many kids that feel that the only way that they can handle life is to leave it. And about 4 weeks ago, I was talking to my superintendent of the school district here. And the very day that I was talking to him, he told me about another 14-year-old that was in the hospital trying to recover from an attempted suicide. It's just so I hope that this bill and the program behind it will really help in these certain circumstances where our kids and others will benefit from it.
Senator Claire Wilson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. 45 years ago, I lost one of my best friends to suicide. And it's something that impacts you for your entire life. And young people today that I talk with, they are in no different place. And as a matter of fact, they carry more stress, more baggage, more concern, and more worry than I think I ever did as a young person or the folks that I was around. So this is such an incredibly important bill. And as we think about the pandemic and we think about the isolation that our young people have has been presented to them, it is one small thing that we can do to make sure that we're creating safe spaces and safe places and safe ways for young people to be heard and get their needs met. And I am so very appreciative for this bill, and will be voting in support today. Thank you so much.
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.